either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, in our session tonight, I want to continue with the same topic, connecting with revelation, understanding the importance of wahi, revelation. Revelation, wahi, is not the speech of a human being. Revelation means the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty of revelation is that wahi, revelation, or Quran will give you the answer to all the issues and the difficulties that you are facing. Everything is in the Quran. Just for an example, if we put the Quran and open the Quran and put this question forward, the atrocities that have occurred in New Zealand, 14 days now, many shuhada, many people have become martyrs. This act of terror was pre-planned, well coordinated. It was not something that was random. Someone just woke up in the morning, spontaneously decided to shoot anybody that was walking in front of them. This was well planned. Everything was done with a plan in place. Now, what is the reason for someone to do this? The Quran will give you an answer, and that answer will be the truth. The answer will be the truth. That is why one of the names of the Quran is Furqan. The Quran is also Furqan. And Furqan means that it tells you and it will define that which is batil, falsehood, and it will give you an answer of that which is haq, the truth. So it will tell you what is wrong and what is right. So the answer is also in one surah of the Quran, in the very beginning pages of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an answer in one word. Why are these things happening around the world, where Muslims are being targeted? What is the answer? In one word, the Quran is saying, Ajib. The Quran says, Hasada. What does the Quran say? Hasada. Hasadam min indi anfusihim min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul haq. Hasad means jealousy. In the Arabic language, jealousy is translated as hasad. Jealousy. And it is jealousy, this is such a serious disease in a person, that when you suffer from jealousy, one brother can also kill his own biological brother. Hasad is that disease that did not allow shaitan to bow down and to do sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Very dangerous. When you have hasad inside you, jealousy of something, you are burning all the time. And you hate something that is in front of you because of that hasad that is inside you. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that person will not enter Jannah even if he has got hasad, jealousy equal to the mustard seed. Equal to the mustard seed in size, he will not enter Jannah. Allah save us. Now what is this hasad that people have about Islam and Muslims? You have seen, my respected brothers, and let us be open about this, that everywhere in the world, internationally, there is this effort to make sure that Muslims and Islam are given a label. And that label is that they are radical people, extremists and terrorists. Generally, these are the titles that are given. And this is something that is well promoted throughout the world. So every effort is being done to stop something about Islam. And so you start inventing the right words and you promote it. Terrorism, 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 terrorism. Just a few days ago, I had a couple who came, well, not couple, two ladies and a man from, subhanallah, which part? Out of Leicester. Just the outskirts of Leicester. And they wanted to know about Islam. And when they speak, you can tell that they have no understanding of Islam. They have no understanding of Islam. The only understanding of Islam is what they see and what they read in the newspapers, sadly. Funny, she said to me that, you know, Muslim women are all kept in their homes. Do they enjoy sports? And she says, I don't see any Muslim woman playing tennis. Playing tennis. So I said, have you heard of Sania Mirza? Have you heard of Sania Mirza? She is ours. Muslima. What is she? Muslima. Married to a batsman that plays for Pakistan. Oh, I didn't know that. I says, well, now you must know. Then she said to me that, you know, do Muslims know how to act? I had to say it. I says, the top actors in Bollywood are also Muslims. I says, my young lady, what do you know about Islam? Everything what you are saying, you have to bite your finger. What do you think? We Muslims don't enjoy life? We Muslims enjoy life. We go for holidays. Our women are the most happiest women. And are they not happy? Mashallah, we go for Umrah. Huh? The whole of Oxford Circus is running by Muslim finance. What is it? You go to Oxford Circus, all the streets which are very expensive, who will you find? Who are the big buyers? Who are the people who spend money? Who? Muslims. Huh? Arabs. Yeah, but Muslims, are they not Muslims? Why Arabs? Huh? You can buy a pair of socks also there. Subhanallah. Muslims. People don't actually have this understanding of Islam. As if Muslims don't enjoy life. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah. That is not the case. Go to our Muslim countries and you will see, mashallah, beautiful places where you can visit. You know, the places where you want to go for holidays, Dubai. You want to go to Morocco, you want to go to Turkey. All these countries, Malaysia, mashallah, so many beautiful countries that you can go. You have not had any interaction with the Muslims. But there is this effort to promote. So I'm talking about what the Quran is saying, this element of jealousy that is there. So every effort is to promote them as people who are extreme. Number two, every effort is done to cripple the Muslim economy, starting with Turkey, the oil in Iraq, all these American companies that went there, Saudi Arabia. What do you talk about Saudi Arabia giving cheap oil to the world? Everything. How can you cripple a country and cripple that economy of that country, especially a Muslim country? All the effort is done. Number three, effort is done through education. That even the system of education should have one thing inside, an agenda to make people faithless and shameless. What is it? Faithless and? These are the two things. In all colleges, universities, you go, you can become a professor, everything, but very carefully, everything that is marketed, the books that are designed, is to make you faithless and to make you shameless. That is why we have all these groups that now even we need to look what is happening and monitor in the madrasa. We want to also, never mind just the schools, we want to get into your madrasas. We want to get into your madrasas. That is why our ulama in India, when the Indian government said that we will finance the madrasas and the masjids, our akabirin and our ulama refused. What is it? Said no. We will do it ourselves. We will do it ourselves. We have the control. Subhanallah. That vision. Every effort, and despite the fact that we have put our puppets in the Muslim countries, all are the puppets. But still, we have given them a label that they are terrorists. We are wanting to influence them by our education system. We want to influence them, subhanallah, and make the economy weak. And we have put our people inside. Our people, these are the ministers that study in our universities. We work with them, we change their mind, they go back to their countries and become ministers. All this hard effort, but what is happening? More and more people are becoming Muslims. All the effort we are doing, more and more people are becoming Muslims. More and more people are studying Islam. More and more people are understanding what is right and what is wrong. Subhanallah. Ajeeb. And this is the fitrat, the nature of Islam. That it will only spread. What will it do? It will only spread. This is not a joke, my respected brothers. For 1400 years, tell me, which law has been preserved for 1400 years, like how the Quran has been preserved, the law of Quran has been preserved. No other law has been preserved in that manner. This in itself is a miracle. Not only the law of the Quran has been preserved, but also the language Arabic has been preserved. Ajeeb. Otherwise, every 500 years, you will see languages disappear. So now our children who may speak Gujarati, Urdu, their children will not speak Gujarati. That language will disappear very soon. So they won't even know Gujarati or Urdu or, you know, Punjabi or Bengali or you name it, any other language. It will all disappear. Languages are disappearing very fast. But look at Arabic. Subhanallah. How in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Fatiha was read, that is how a person today reads Suratul Fatiha. So the Quran has given one word very clearly, hasadam min indi anfusihim, that what you have got, they can't see this. They can't see a uniform. They can't see that you want to practice your faith. They can't see your ruku. They can't see your sujood. They can't see that when you walk the streets, you are covered. You have an identity. They can't see that. And when they can't see this, and so you have hasad, and when you have jealousy, these are the things that happen. It is because of jealousy. We have heard of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. Battle of Yarmouk. He was such a great man that the enemies also thought that it is known about Khalid bin Walid that he has got the sword from Allah. He has got the sword from Allah. They call him Saifullah. His sword is Saifullah, the sword of Allah. So Jarja, the main Roman commander, the main person of that army in Yarmouk, Jarja, a Roman man, he said, I want to have a meeting with Khalid bin Walid. So he had a meeting with Khalid bin Walid. And he says, Khalid, you know, a free man does not lie. A free man does not lie. So tell me, there are rumors that you have received a sword from your God. You have received a sword from your God. And that is why nobody can overpower you and you defeat everyone. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, no, that is wrong. That is wrong. I haven't got a sword from Allah. But of course, the words that came out from the mouth of our Nabi, whatever he says, it is the truth. So he has titled me as Saifullah, the man who is holding the sword of Allah. So he, Jarja, now is saying, tell me that what is your faith? What do you invite people to? Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, and you see my respected brothers, everybody wants to accept Islam. Why? Because Islam appeals to humanity. Islam is an attraction. When you talk to people about Islam, they understand. And it settles in their mind. And people want this. People are tired of all these things, what are happening. That is why more and more people are accepting Islam. And so this hasad, jealousy, as the Quran says, is there. It's not something that the Muslims are doing to give taklif or to offend anybody. It's not that. People themselves want to embrace, alhamdulillah. So Khalid bin Walid said that, you know, the beauty of Islam is that when you become a Muslim, we are all equal. The king has to pray namaz, we also have to pray namaz. We are all the same. So what do you invite me towards? He says, we invite you towards the worship of one Allah. So Jarja in the battlefield is telling him that Khalid, if I was to accept Islam, would I receive the same reward as you? Khalid bin Walid was so intelligent. He said, in fact, you will get more reward than Khalid. You will get more reward than Khalid. So he says, how is that? He says, you see, we have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you are accepting Islam without seeing our Nabi. So the reward for you is much more. So he says, khair. Jarja, the leader of the Roman army in the battlefield, is saying to Khalid bin Walid, make me a Muslim, I want to become a Muslim. In the battlefield, he is taking shahada at the hands of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Subhanallah. If it was one of us, we'd say, oh, we don't know, is his heart really open? We don't know of his condition. That is, you know, our mentality. Ajib, you know. You know, let me say this. We are such fools that there are people who want to embrace Islam and we are stopping them. Can you imagine that? Oh, you want to become Muslim? Get ready, eh? Cutting. Cutting. Bichara. With that cutting, anybody is going to become a Muslim? You make him scared. A lady wants to become a Muslimah. Oh, you wearing jeans? Huh? Makeup? Huh? Haram? You want to become Muslimah? You have to wear a scarf. You have to wear this. Is she going to become a Muslimah? We ourselves are our own enemies. We have lost wisdom. The Quran is saying invite people with wisdom. Allow them to take ownership of that key of Jannat. Then leave the rest to Allah. Allah will open their hearts. Hum kon? Paidaishi Junaid Baghdadi Allah ke wali bane the? We were all born like that? No. Look at our past. So with wisdom. Wisdom is something very important, my respected brothers. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that you will be better. He read the kalima at the hands of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And it was time for namaz. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said to him, stay behind me. And I am the imam and you are my muqtadi. Khalid bin Walid is now the imam of this Roman commander for the army. And he said, Allahu Akbar, he said, Allahu Akbar. He says, Allahu Akbar, he said, Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Namaz was completed. After namaz was completed, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, now, what do you want to do? He says, now I am going to fight the people who are behind me with you, Khalid. Can you imagine that? Look at the iman. Just in one statement of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, truth and nur that enters the heart, he is now in the battlefield. He was there fighting Khalid bin Walid. He takes a U-turn and is going to fight the Romans. So he says, Khalid, I'm going to stay with you and we fight together. Jarja, this was his first and last namaz. He became a martyr. He became a shaheed. Jarja became a shaheed. That is iman. That is Islam, my respected brothers. But the Quran is saying, when you have a blessing, when you have a ni'mah, sometimes people can't see this. So the Quran has given a very simple answer. Hasadam min indi anfusihim. Hasad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers. So be proud of your identity. Hold on to your identity, what Allah has given us. Now, going back to Revelation, I won't take much of your time because Isha is a bit late. Just one very important message, and if we can understand that, inshallah, this will assist us in understanding the Quran. How do we understand revelation? How do we understand wahi? How do we understand wahi, revelation that we have? So my respected brothers and elders, what you see here, this is revelation. What is this? Revelation. This is wahi. This is not man-made. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why you can't touch it without wudu. You can't touch it without wudu. That is why we have great respect for the Quran. Because it is the kalam of Allah. So what is this Quran? What is this Quran? I'll give you two examples for us to understand. There is one man who owns a very beautiful, expensive car. Very expensive car. All the luxury is in the car. Everything is in the car. And very comfortably, this man is driving his car and moving around from one place to another place, from one place to another place. He has a very beautiful car and he is the driver. Comfortably he is enjoying this drive. But he does not know of his destination. He does not know of his destination. He is driving, but he doesn't know what is his destination. He doesn't know where to go. So he's just driving, driving, driving. He doesn't know his destination. There is another man who has got a very, very cheap car. You know, the body work also, there's scratches everywhere, bumps and accidents on the body work, no spare wheel, no nothing. But this man has got what we will call a sat-nav, GPS connection. And though the car is not as expensive as that other car, but this driver knows where to go. He knows the destination. Simple example, but we can understand, inshallah. So he knows his destination. Perhaps one of the great inventions of the modern world today is this sat-nav, Google Earth, your GPS. Subhanallah. Nowadays, you don't even need a pilot for the plane to take off and for the plane to land. They say that the pilot is only there for the first 4 or 5 minutes. And that is it. Otherwise, it's in autopilot. Allah save us from the 737 MAX. The computer doesn't know what's happening. Instead of going up, it wants to go down and it wants to stall. Man-made. Allah save us. Allah khair hame aafiyat se rakhe in our travels. Allah save us. But you see, navigation, subhanallah, these satellites that orbit the earth, your mobile phone, it can give information to anybody exactly where you are. It will tell you where you have been, the photos you take, the places where you are, cars, taxis, trains, you see everything, the drones. Subhanallah. This Ajeeb technology. You don't need anything now. It will tell you. But this man who is the driver, the car is a simple car, he knows the destination, he knows where to go. Now tell me, who do you think is in a favorable position, the first man or the second man? The second man, because he knows the destination. This revelation, my respected brothers and elders, this revelation is a map. What is it? Is a map. Like a sat-nav or, you know, you have Google Earth. But the GPS of this dunya will only give you information to travel in this world. Where is it? In this world. So you are traveling from one place to another place. But this Quran, the Kalam of Allah, the revelation, is that map that it is giving you the routes from this world, from Leicester. It tells you, it will guide you. If you take the wrong direction, the wrong turn, it will tell you, go back, wrong turn, turn to Allah, repent to Allah, go back, take the right path. That is what the Quran is saying in Surah Al-Fatiha. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, show us the right path. The right path only comes when you have the map. When you have the map. When you don't have this map takes you from planet Earth to the doors of Jannatul Firdaus. To the doors of Jannatul Firdaus. That is how we need to understand revelation, my respected brothers. So the Quran says that people who don't have this map, people who don't have the Quran, their example is like how, أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيٍّ يَقْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْكِهِ سَحَابٌ ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْدُهَا فَوْكَ بَعْدٌ. Like the layers of darkness when a person is deep down in the ocean, right down. Imagine, it's completely black. And it is completely black, and the Quran says on top of you are waves that are still running. The current inside and the current on top. And then on top of that is dark clouds. The Quran says darkness upon darkness. It is so dark that إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَى. If he was even to take out and extend his own hand in front of him, he can't even see his own hand. He can't even see his own hand. This happens to people when they cut away from this map. When they cut away from this, subhanallah, navigation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So when people say, what is the Quran? Why do we need the Quran? My respected brothers, the Quran is the only map in the world. It's a treasure map that will take you straight to Jannatul Firdaus. And if you don't understand this, and if you cut away from the Quran, then subhanallah, things will be very, very difficult. It becomes very hard for a person to understand what is right and what is wrong. That is why this ummah has preserved this map in the hearts by becoming hafiz of the Quran. So that this map is now in the heart. And then you have special people, the scholars, the ulama, who will tell you the meaning and the roots and the cuts and the destination and what is right and what is wrong, what you have to do, what you don't have to do. All that is explained to us by people who are ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So my respected brothers and elders, in simple words, there are people today who want to break us off from our religion, our deen. The Quran has explained to us many reasons. One is hasad that people have. And they will also want to confuse you. But remember, there is nothing in this world that can guide you straight to Jannah. There is no GPS. The only solution we have is this. Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah ta'ala, in the next few sessions. Then we will cover how revelation actually came upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the different types of revelation that he experienced, and what was his condition, and how he explained wahi to the people. That we will inshallah cover in the next few sessions. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Inshallah. Thank you.